At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
The Multidimensional Swati Nakshatra. Did you ever wonder why some people seem to move through life with effortless grace, carving their own path without being bound by rules or expectations? They don't follow the crowd. They define their own direction, embracing independence, adaptability, and freedom. When you think about it, these are the ones who thrive in movement, who shift gears seamlessly, who carry an air of self-sufficiency while inspiring others with their limitless energy and charm. Their power isn't in control. It's in fluidity, persuasion, and the ability to harness the winds of change to their advantage. Is it any wonder that Swati Nakshatra, ruled by Rahu and symbolized by the wind, carries the energy of independence, negotiation, and boundless exploration? This is the nakshatra of self-made individuals, entrepreneurs, diplomats, and wanderers. Those who thrive in dynamic environments, who seek knowledge through experience, and who master the art of flexibility and self-determination. Swati natives don't just accept life's changes, they embrace them, using their adaptability to grow stronger, freer, and more accomplished. Look at the entrepreneurs, travelers, negotiators, and independent thinkers who seem to navigate challenges with ease, who see change not as an obstacle, but as an opportunity, who refuse to be confined by tradition or societal norms. Whether in business, politics, communication, or creative pursuits, they thrive on freedom, intellectual curiosity, and the ability to reinvent themselves whenever necessary. They don't just move through the world, they ride the winds of change, shaping their reality as they go. And what makes them so powerful? It's their ability to be both detached and deeply engaged, to move with the flow of life while staying rooted in their individuality. Unlike Chitra's precision-driven artistry or Vishaka's intense ambition, Swati moves with ease, charm, and a strategic awareness that allows them to navigate the unpredictable with finesse. They are the free spirits, the independent minds, the ones who know that true success comes not from rigid control, but from knowing when to shift, adapt, and take flight. But here's what's most fascinating. Swati's power isn't just in movement, but in influence. Whether through persuasion, social intelligence, or the sheer force of their adaptable nature, they have an uncanny ability to make things happen, to convince, to negotiate, and to ensure that they always land on their feet. Their strength isn't just in their ability to change, it's in their ability to help others change, to introduce new ideas, to bring transformation without force, but with irresistible charm and wisdom. So the next time you meet someone who thrives in their independence, who bends without breaking, who rides the shifting winds of life with confidence and ease, ask yourself, are they channeling the free-spirited, self-sufficient force of Swati? Because when you really think about it, they aren't just adaptable. They are the wanderers, the persuaders, the navigators of life who remind us that true power isn't in resistance, it's in knowing exactly when to let go and soar. The multidimensional Swati Nakshatra, the MBTI connection. Did you ever notice how some people seem to move through life like a gust of wind, unpredictable, free-spirited, and impossible to pin down? They don't just adapt to change, they thrive in it, constantly reinventing themselves, seizing opportunities, and flowing effortlessly through life's challenges. When you think about it, these are the ones who value freedom above all, who refuse to be confined by rigid structures, who negotiate their way through life with charm, wit, and strategic brilliance. Their power isn't in control, it's in movement, flexibility, and the ability to shape circumstances in their favor. Is it any wonder that Swati Nakshatra aligns with MBTI types that thrive on independence, persuasion, and adaptability? The ENP, ENFP, and ESTP, each in their own way, mirror Swati's free-spirited, strategic, and opportunistic energy. They don't just fit into the world, they shape it, constantly shifting, evolving, and riding the winds of change. The ENTP, the debater, is Swati's ultimate strategist, thriving on intellectual exploration, quick thinking, and the ability to turn every situation into an opportunity. Like Swati, they are fast-moving, adaptable, and always ready to challenge norms. They don't just accept reality. They question, refine, and reshape it, using their persuasive abilities to convince others to see things their way. Their intelligence is fluid, sharp, and boundless, making them natural entrepreneurs, communicators, and thought leaders. Then there's the ENFP, the campaigner, the one who lives for excitement, new experiences, and the thrill of endless possibilities. Isn't it obvious why this type aligns so strongly with Swati's expansive, explorative energy? ENFPs, like Swati, thrive in movement, constantly seeking adventure, meeting new people, and spreading innovative ideas. They don't follow tradition. They create their own paths, inspiring others along the way. Their charisma, adaptability, and fearless pursuit of freedom make them natural change makers. And what about the ESTP, the entrepreneur, the one who thrives in fast-paced environments, taking risks, seizing opportunities, and living life on their own terms? Unlike the ENTP's intellectual debates or the ENFP's emotional depth, the ESTP channels Swati's fearless spontaneity, preferring action over theory, adaptability over structure. They don't wait for opportunities. They create them, using their charm, quick wit, and sharp instincts to navigate any situation. Their strength isn't just in movement. It's in their ability to read people, negotiate deals, and always land on their feet. So, when you meet someone who embraces life like an open road, who moves with freedom, who turns every challenge into an opportunity, ask yourself, are they channeling the adventurous, ever-shifting force of Swati? Because when you really think about it, they aren't just adaptable. They are the explorers, the negotiators, the trailblazers, who remind us that true success isn't about standing still. It's about knowing exactly when to move. The multidimensional Swati Nakshatra, the Enneagram connection. Did you ever wonder why some people seem to flow effortlessly through life, always in motion, always seeking, always adapting? They don't force their way through obstacles. They navigate around them, shifting direction when needed, always landing on their feet. When you think about it, these are the ones who thrive on independence, freedom, and the ability to shape their own reality. Their power isn't in control. It's in movement, influence, and the ability to bend with the winds of change while never losing themselves. Is it any wonder that Swati Nakshatra aligns with Enneagram types that thrive on adaptability, autonomy, and the power of persuasion? The enthusiast, type 7, the challenger, type 8, and the individualist, type 4, each in their own way, mirror Swati's fearless independence, social intelligence, and ability to turn challenges into opportunities. They don't just follow life's currents. They ride them, steering their destiny with charisma, cleverness, and an unshakable belief in their ability to find their own way. The enthusiast, type 7, is Swati's adventurous wanderer, the one who thrives on new experiences, change, and endless possibilities. Like Swati, they refuse to be tied down by structure, always seeking excitement, freedom, and the next big opportunity. They are the ones who reinvent themselves constantly, turning life into an adventure, meeting new people, and chasing new ideas with contagious enthusiasm. Their power isn't in standing still. It's in their ability to move, adapt, and make life an exhilarating ride. Then there's the challenger, type 8, the one who doesn't just go with the flow, but learns how to control it. Isn't it obvious why this type aligns with Swati's self-sufficient, fearless energy? Type 8s, like Swati, refuse to be controlled, always ensuring that they dictate their own terms in life. They don't wait for permission. They seize opportunities, negotiate power, and assert their influence wherever they go. Their ability to command respect, navigate challenges, and always land on top makes them natural leaders, risk takers, and power players. And what about the individualist, type 4, the one who walks their own path, refusing to conform, ensuring that they remain distinct, unique, and entirely their own person? Unlike the thrill-seeking type 7 or the dominant type 8, the type 4 channels Swati's deep need for self-expression, autonomy, and living life on their own terms. They don't seek approval. They seek authenticity, always ensuring that they are moving toward a life that truly represents their individuality. Their strength is in their unwavering commitment to being different, in carving a path that is theirs and theirs alone. So, when you meet someone who thrives on freedom, who adapts to any situation, who moves through life with effortless charm and a natural ability to get what they want, ask yourself, are they channeling the boundless, ever-moving force of Swati? Because when you really think about it, they aren't just independent. They are the wanderers, the self-made individuals, the ones who remind us that true success comes not from holding on, but from knowing exactly when to let go and move forward.